10 seconds.
10 seconds. Yeah, I'm waiting. So, all right. Good evening, everybody. My name is Craig Maladra. I'm an alderman from the 5th Ward, and we're going to begin our committee of the whole meeting. Let the record show all the members are present, with the exception of Alderman Dan Tino. I need to do an omnibus.
Roll call.
Consent. Okay. First item on the agenda would be the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Flanagan, Alderman Marks, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Items of business. 4A, recommend draft ordinance text amendment to allow barbershops or hair salons as a special use in the B3 business district. Could I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Alderman Hill and Alderman Marks. We have Director Unsh. You want to tell us about this?
Sure, I can tell you about it. This is a petition. This is a zoning text amendment that's been filed by Mike Simon. The nature of the amendment is fairly straightforward. He owns property that either has below-grade retail space or space on the second level or above grade level or first-floor space of a building, actually several buildings. And the petition calls for a change in the text to allow barbershops and salons by special use permit in situations in buildings where you're at a below grade level in the building or on the second level of the building above grade. Plan Commission reviewed the matter and did formulate its recommendation of approval back in first part of this month. And I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Alderman Pollack.
Thanks, Alderman Maladra. Dick, it said in David DeGroot's comments that the requirement for special use and additional location restriction placed on barbershop hair salons in the B3 district is intended to protect the unique character of the district by reserving floor area along 3rd Street for specialty retail businesses.
Yes.
So what's the history of this zoning if we are trying to protect these specialty uses?
Right. Well, the whole idea behind this was that second floor spaces in buildings and these below grade spaces where you access from a below grade level are really not spaces that do very well in retail use. So rather than hold out for some hope that a retail use could exist in one of these locations, why not allow these service uses to locate in those facilities? And after we took a look at it from a staff perspective, we found that there were only 5 below-grade spaces in the B3 district where this situation could present itself. I think we found about 14 or 15 buildings in the B3 district where we had second-floor spaces that, say, a salon or a barbershop could be located. So we see it as space that really, from a staff perspective, we see it as space that really isn't very attractive to retail use, and we've got history of business failure and businesses trying to locate, particularly in these below-grade spaces. So this gives another opportunity for business use to locate in these difficult retail spaces. The other thing that we looked at and we had some discussion with the Plan Commission about this is that the salons have become very popular over maybe the last 10 years, and a number of them have opened up in the downtown area generally, and they bring people that are involved in multi-purpose trips to the downtown. You know, if they're stopping in a salon, they're doing boutique shopping and other kinds of shopping in the district. So I think experience has shown us that actually the salons, as long as they aren't involved in these prime retail spaces, are a good thing for the downtown.
So this would be a special use
By special use. By special they'd use have to only. Go through the nine special use standards review.
Right. And it certainly, you know, seems to make sense that, you know, look, it's there's no doubt that, you know, ever mounting vacancies and to to allow another use, which would be beneficial to the community, is certainly worthwhile. I mean, Mr. Nagel and I, you know, go to the same salon, so maybe if we can find another one, that'd be good. So thanks.
Sure,
hope he would.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Chairman Maladra. I noticed that it doesn't specify below ground and above ground, and as I know, some of those places, some of them are four steps down, some five, some six steps below grade, so there's a gray area there, and there is no definition in the ordinance, but I presume the special use would cover that.
Well, we're saying it's below grade or above grade in the building. That's what we're saying, not at grade. At grade would suggest first
three
floor
steps,
space.
There's two steps below. I presume the special use hearing would cover that.
We would, yeah. We would cover that. There was a question.
The chamber has been a leader a long time trying to define and brand Third Street and helped us develop the B3 zoning. Did they testify at the plan commission meeting? Do you know if they have?
You know, honestly, I don't recall if they did. Chuck, I should know that, but I don't recall.
Presume the chair can ask if there's someone who wants from the audience who wants to address that.
Fair enough. First, we'll see if we're done with
sure.
Mr. Hunch.
Thank you, Mr. Ray.
Any more questions for Mr. Hunch? Okay. Is there anybody here from the chamber who would like to speak to this man?
But not at that.
Well, let's see if I can say something intelligent off the cuff like this. We certainly don't have any objections. We've looked at the building that's in question, 220 South 3rd. We've seen many businesses attempt to occupy that space without success. So service business probably would do much better. I think we wouldn't want to see too many clusters of any type businesses. But it's the blend and the variety that bring people downtown. I think the benefit of a salon, of course, is that you're bringing local people down. Generally, it's people who live in the Tri-Cities who would come to those salons. So I don't think we have any objections. We haven't heard any objections from our members.
There currently are services on the second floor along Third Street.
Yes, there is one. I think it's Chris's Beauty Shop in the Matson Building.
And there's some. And are there some lawyers' office on second floor?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so
they're already allowed.
They're allowed. But this is,
so if you can have lawyers, Kate.
It's a slightly different service.
You can have beauty salons.
It's a slightly different service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Answer your question. Thanks, Gene. Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Chairman Maladra. What about spas? You didn't include spas in that?
Broadly defined, it would be salons and spa type services.
Okay, so
because they tend to overlap and. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions? I think voice vote is sufficient. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thanks, Dick. 4B. Recommend approval for use of city right-of-way and city services for a 2011 Geneva Cycling Grand Prix. Could I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Oh. Bicyclist.
Piper and Marks. Paul?
Thank you, Chairman Maladra, City Council. put up the race course here, proposed. Let's see. Oops, maybe I can make that a little larger. There you go. Again, I'm pleased this year to bring the Geneva Cycling Bike Race Grand Prix this year. We're working with the same organizers as last year, the International Cycling Classic, which is run by Breakaway Events. And this year, we're pleased to say that the sponsor will be Bicycle Heaven, who recently located at 124 West State Street in the old Viking office building. And the that owner is here tonight, Era Ocean, and he'll maybe say hi and a little bit about the race. But again, this year you'll notice that the race course is slightly different. We've moved it one block west off of 3rd Street to 4th Street and from 6th Street over to 7th Street this year in response to meeting with some of the businesses in the area that had asked us to do that, and we work with the organizers to make that a reality or at least a proposal this year. And with that, obviously now we're having to take 7th Street, which we have to bring in a couple of additional police officers because of 7th Street connection there. But basically, this course is still a good course. It's about 0.85 of a mile, 0.85 of a mile. We expect to attract about 3,000 people this year to this race. Organizers of the race have contacted Kane County and have put in an application for the Kane County Courthouse and the 6th Street School to be used to stage the race and for additional parking in the area. And we, as with last year, parking on the actual race route itself will be restricted. That the night before the event, they'll go out about maybe about 10 o'clock or so and post no parking signs. And then after the race, they'll pull them the day of the race. But we expect the races to start around 9 a.m. and go till about 8:30 on Saturday, July 9th. And then with that, this year also we have a race organizer that will help organize the race, and his name is Rob Kelly. We'll introduce him in a little bit here. And what are the other things we have? Again, through the support of the Public Works and Police and Fire, that we think we have the necessary city services to help run this race again this year. And with that, I think maybe I'll just be able to take this and introduce some of the organizers of the race. And with that, maybe if Ara would mind coming and saying hi. So.
Hi, good evening, everybody. I just moved into the old Viking office supply, as Paul just said, and before that, last year, my business was located on the east side of the river. And even last year, you know, I did have a lot of people come in from the town and tell me, you know, how they thought the race was great, and, you know, they were asking me if it'd come back next year. And, you know, fortunately this year, I'm lucky enough to be the title sponsor for the race, so, you know, I'm pretty proud of that. And you know, it was a. I think it was pretty successful last year. I mean, I'm sure a few people. It was kind of short notice as far as organizing the event, as far as taking care of parking issues, just addressing the needs of some of the local businesses. You know, I think this year, obviously, we've had a year to sort of plan ahead, kind of work out if there were any kinks. As far as I know, you know, moving the location of the race, moving the start finish, hopefully that'll kind of smooth out any worries or concerns that anyone has about. You know, just parking and business on a Saturday, you know, which you know, myself, obviously, on Saturdays, that's a huge day for all businesses in Geneva. I know it is. So, you know, I feel everybody's, you know, sort of concerns about, you know, just the number of people walking and parking and, you know, issues about crossing the street. And, you know, I think moving it and, you know, bringing in a few extra volunteers, you know, and also a new promoter, Rob Kelly, who's also promoted other cycling events. So he's got a lot of experience. And, you know, we're trying to bring in as many experienced people as we can. And I think last year it was pretty successful. And you know, I feel like you know, we're going to grow on that. So, you know, hopefully everyone will be happy with it. And you know, it'll be a really cool time. So. That's kind of my take. Is anybody have any questions about?
Just one thing.
Thank you, Mr. Alderman Ladra. In your special events festival application, a question is alcohol going to be served or provided? And you indicated maybe. Could you clarify that?
Well, I think we're either going to work either with. I think we were talking with the Rotary, and I'm not sure as far as like brats and corn, and I imagine there might be some beer involved, but I don't know exactly, you know, what would be made available that day. We're still kind of working out which vendors might be involved, We were going to talk to the Chamber of Commerce, and you know, we kind of figured, you know, people who you know do well at Swedish Days might also be interested in helping us out that weekend. You know, as far as the beer goes, I have nothing to do with that. I don't know if there's
no
going to
promises.
I don't know, you know, beer in the brats, maybe beer brats, who knows? But I don't know about that. I can't answer that for you. I'm sorry.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ladra.
Paul, did you want to add something about? You have a comment about beer?
I think generally the alcohol-related events are for festivals, and we know this isn't a festival yet. So I think if there is anything like alcoholic beverage, it's going to be available in established restaurants and things on the course. I don't think there will be any of that on the course itself. I think our beer would be root beer, you know. So,
Ray,
thanks, Craig. I would just like to thank Mr. Ossian and congratulate you for being the title sponsor of the race this year. You know, last year it came together quite quickly and it was a great success. And with the lead time we have this year, I'm sure it will exceed everybody's expectations. And, you know, God is great and beer is good. So
thanks.
Thanks.
Andy Garrison from Super Week Bike Races. I just want to clarify something with that because we're the ones that submitted the application. And what I wanted to clarify is we're on the 6th Street School grounds. We'd like to create a little festival atmosphere with possibly a rock climbing wall, moon rock walk type thing, other associated things. And we'd like to get a fraternal organization like the Rotary Club or some other people that might be interested in doing corn roast, beer, brats, et cetera. So that's why it says maybe, because we have to talk to these people and see if they're interested in. Of course, they'd have to submit applications themselves for approval for them to be on site.
Is there some licensing would be required?
Mm-hmm. Correct. So that's why we put maybe.
Okay.
We're not going to do it ourselves, but if we can find people that are interested, then, you know, they'd make the appropriate applications.
Thank you for that clarification.
I think I'd just like to introduce Rob Kelly a second to as the organizer, just to say hi and. He'll be helping, obviously, promote and organize the race this year. Relative to the festival that he was talking about, that's some of the details we've got to go over with him about that prior to being able to say that there would be anything like that happening.
Hello, I'm Rob. I actually live in Geneva down on River Lane and was sort of peripherally involved with the event last year, but now that my buddy R took it over, he'll be money, time, and energy, and I'll be time and energy. So. And hopefully the mayor's nephew will be old enough to race this year. So,
all right, thanks.
Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you've got quite a background yourself.
You know, as far as my involvement with Geneva, I own a property over on Hamilton Street. Our office is in there. We've lived down in River Lane for 17 years now, which is kind of crazy. And I've raced bikes pretty much my whole life. I've actually known Ara since I was about 10. And we used to go to BMX races together and just figured we'd stop by now, but we haven't. And mm-hmm. Now he owns this giant, great shop over here, which you guys could visit, and we'll put on a good race.
I brought my bike in 2 weeks ago for air in the tires, and Ari said I should actually get a new bike.
You know,
he's 22 years old, so I'm holding that against him.
That's a good idea for you and for him.
Oh, well. So. And you still ride?
I do, yeah. Ara and I race pretty much year-round, and we'll both be in the race. We were in it last year, and we'll be in it this year as well. You know, as well as Bicycle Heaven's got a really good, sort of almost nationally competitive team now. So we've got a club of 30 or 40 people, which keeps growing. And, you know, on the competitive side, it's the Chicago area is fantastic for, you know, the Chicago area and the Midwest are fantastic for specifically this type of racing, which we call a criterium because it's a, you know, a closed course like that as opposed to a roadway race, which is really open, or a mountain bike race or something like that. And, you know, the Midwest and Chicago area, this area has really become a spot where, you know, especially with their race series, you get people from Australia, Hong Kong, China, France, Germany, all over the world. They come in and stay in this area for 3 weeks while they're doing all of their races that span from, you know, the middle of Wisconsin down to here. So,
what is it that motivates these people who come in from other parts of the world to engage themselves in a race such as this?
You know, one of it is the money, because it's, you know, consecutive days with a decent prize list every day, and you race for money. And two is the fact that if they come here for this race series, they can, you know, stay a little longer and do some other great races, you know, in Michigan and in St. Louis and, you know, in different states around the area. So, but, yeah, people come in here and camp in this area of the world for, you know, a month, 2 months out of the year because of events like what the Garrisons put on. And this race, I don't know if you guys know, but it's been going on for, what, 30 years or something? 43 years it's been going on. And all of the, if you follow cycling, any great cyclist, at least from America that you know of, I mean, George Hincapie, you know, Lance Armstrong and that crew, on to, you know, the new upcomers like TJ Van Garderen and, you know, people like that have done this race, and, you know, a lot of people have gotten their start with their series. So it's good, competitive, you know, serious racing for sure.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Any other questions? Nope. Okay. Voice vote again. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay.
I voted aye.
4C, recommend draft resolution authorizing contract change order in the additional amount of $1,198 for the police department HVAC project. Motion?
Second.
Did somebody move it?
He moved.
Alderman Brown, Alderman Vogel.
No, I just didn't want to be first.
You did both. Questions? No questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. 4D, draft resolution authorizing execution of fiscal year 2010-2011 budget amendments.
So moved.
Okay. Alderman Hill.
Second.
Alderman Marks. Any questions? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Chairman Maladra. Just clarification of foreign fire insurance. I maybe should know, but I can't remember.
The foreign fire insurance is it's like a tax that gets paid on fire insurance. The city collects it, but it's only to be used for fire purposes. And they have a foreign fire board, and they approve any expenditures, and they're used for a specific purpose. So the city just, we collect the money, and we turn over a check to the foreign fire insurance board, and then they spend their money.
So is it the money spent in Geneva, or is
yes.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming that CAD software, is that an acronym for?
Computer-aided drafting, if it's used in this specific purpose. That's how I know it is. But they're using it in the TRICOM, so I would imagine it has something to do with the mapping of Geneva.
Wondering what it was exactly for. So. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Alderman Pollack.
Thanks, Craig. Regarding the CAD software purchase and the remodel consulting, not only Geneva's participating, correct? It's Batavia and St. Charles?
That's correct.
And so is this our proportionate share, or is this the entire amount?
No, since the city budgets for TRICOM itself, we do the books for it. That's the whole portion of it.
Okay.
And then our portion is what we pay, you know, our dues.
So our amount would actually be less than what's identified?
That's correct.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. 4E, draft resolution extending conditional site plan approval related to building and parking lot expansions for the property located at 2202 Gary Lane.
Move approval.
Alderman Hill, do I have a second?
Second.
Alderman Flanagan, thank you very much. Do we have questions? Okay, questions? All in favor?
I'm sorry.
Alderman Brown.
Didn't get my hand up quick enough. My fault. Usually when we extend an approval like this, there is some belief that the project will move forward. You have investigated that?
Yes, it's the project certainly is intended to go forward from the owner's perspective. They're really looking for more time to market the users of the space before they start construction.
Thank you. So we have no guarantee. It's just a matter of hoping that some lessees will come forward.
Right, and I believe they are marketing aggressively to accomplish that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions? Mm-mm. Nope. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nope.
Okay. 4F, draft resolution authorizing bid award to Beam Pavement Maintenance for 2011 pavement sealing and parking lot seal coating project. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Alderman Flanagan.
Second.
Alderman Brown, thank you very much. Do I have questions about the crack sealing project? Pam's here. We can think of one question, right?
I already did an answer. She answered it for me.
Okay, there we go. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. 4G, recommend draft resolution authorizing contract award for 2011 street improvement project to Geneva Construction in the amount of a lot of money, $1,159,090. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Alderman
Second.
Marks and Alderman Hill. Okay,
point of
any
order.
Questions?
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
And 90 cents.
And 90 cents, oh. Exactly. That put it over the edge.
Thank you.
So with that understanding, do we have any questions? Nope. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. 4H, draft ordinance amending Title IX, Chapter 1, Article A. I'm tempted to ask if anybody knows what that is. No. to include interconnection and net metering policies.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks and Alderman Brown. Do we have any questions for Mr. Buffington? Alderman Pollack.
Thanks, Craig. Alderman Malaja.
Yeah, that's okay, right?
Mike, I noted in your memo that regarding the threshold is 10 kW for any kind of credits.
No.
How is that identified? How is that determined?
The threshold is 10 kW for any kind of credits without coming to the city council. For anything above that, we'll come to city council. And the credits aren't credits. There are a net metering type of credit, which means if they use energy during the month and the prior month there was excess energy generated from their solar or wind power or whatever, those credits would carry over and would cancel out part of the energy used the following month.
Right, but maybe I should clarify a little bit more. How did you determine that the, for instance, it's on page 45 of 111, it says a SPGF of 10 kW capacity or less shall retain exclusive rights to renewable energy credits generated by SPGF.
Oh, we're talking about green credits. Again, anything
how
above
did you,
it.
How did you come up with the 10 kW?
Anything above that's a commercial type establishment generally. And that's where we just made the break. Anything above that, they would come in again. They would negotiate and say, we want the credits and the BS.
Okay, so if they were greater than 10 kW, they would need to come and negotiate simply with the city regarding the renewable
correct.
Energy credits.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Alderman Brown.
Thank you. I have two questions. The first is that when this came before us a couple of weeks ago, there was some question of a slight interpretation problem between you and our potential first customer. I presume, how did that get solved in this ordinance?
We've done several things. And Tom, would you like to come up and address any of that?
My name is Tom DeBates. I'm at 524 Summit Street. And we had a couple, I think one meeting after that and sent some emails back and forth and discussed some of the, I think there was about three items specifically that we discussed.
One of the items was a safety matter of when would we require testing of the equipment, and we came to an agreement on that, and I'm not sure what the other two items are right offhand.
Tom, you're pleased at the moment that their middle ground has been found?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The other question I had to do with the 2% max of our yearly maximum. The hope is, of course, that this will grow and expand as energy prices get higher and renewable energy sources get less expensive, that this would grow, and I presume that 2% could be readjusted at the council sometime in the future. How did you come across that?
Basically, as a recommendation of other cities who have done it, but what it's for is, if you remember, in your water, as conservation came on, we raised rates in water to take care of the fixed costs. And before that happens, I want to be able to come from this city council.
So if we reach that point, one has to reconsider a lot of things, but hopefully we do.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. So that was just a number you had heard from other people who have successfully started this program, that it was a sort of roof. You start with a roof so that if it hits that, then you really have to rethink your whole system, because then you would start having major impact from the renewable sources.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Alderman Singer.
Yeah, thank you. Michael, apparently this is a precedent-setting draft ordinance.
For this community, yes.
Yes. Very good. So this is a guideline that others who would be interested in performing these kinds of functions would have to obligate themselves to?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 4I, draft ordinance establishing special service area number 29 for Roquette Properties.
Move approval.
Alderman Hill, do I have a second?
Second.
Alderman Brown. Any questions? Okay. All in favor?
I hope people have seen the new building going up there. It's quite a handsome building. Incredible progress. So.
Okay.
Roquette University International is their flag.
What's that?
You look out there. Roquette International coach? University. They intend on bringing people to I believe, they teach them the arts of flavor management.
I could sample things. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. 4J, recommend draft resolution authorizing extension of professional services agreement with Stanley Consultants for a Peyton Street substation relay upgrade. Do I have
so
a
moved.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Second.
And Alderman Marks. Alderman Pollack.
Thanks, Mr. Malatra. Mike, I know what your answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask it anyways. And the question is, was this competitively bid?
Yes.
No.
They were not
good.
Oh,
that's good.
Oh. Well, sad,
yeah. So what's your answer? No, the answer is no, correct?
No.
All right. As a result of that, and I'm very familiar with Stanley and Associates, and I think they do fine work, but in the matter of principle, I will vote against this, as I feel it should be competitively bid. Thank you.
Okay. Any other? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Chairman Maladra. Mr. Buffington, if I may. There is an estimated breakdown of project cost that is later going to be bid out that it does not include this one, correct? And is that for materials?
It will be for labor and materials.
Okay, so they're just doing the engineering.
They're just doing the engineering.
Totally, straight. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anybody else? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
One against. Item K, draft resolution authorizing execution of labor contract with Tomy Electric for 2011-2012 Allendale Cable Replacement Project.
So moved.
Alderman Marks, how about a second?
Second.
Alderman Hill, thank you.
Can I just correct the White Sox fan? I think that's Thorn Electric, not Tomy.
Thorn?
Yeah.
It looks like an ME.
Wishful thinking.
That would be
no
the
great.
Twins fan. Yeah, exactly. Did he say Tomy?
Hey, Jim Tomy.
Yeah. So, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any questions? I do.
Go ahead, Jim.
It's my neighborhood. So.
Oh.
Mike, when's this expected to start?
I don't have a date right offhand for you.
About a month.
I would say late May, early June is what our schedule.
June. Okay, thanks.
What a wide difference in these bids.
Okay. and a second, and the chair's been corrected. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Nope. All right.
Hey, at least you didn't have to read the special 9 use standards one at a time.
Yeah.
You're getting off pretty easy. One correction.
Next time I'll bring my glasses. L, recommend draft resolution authorizing bid award for a 55-foot bucket truck.
So move.
Alderman Singer, do I have
a second?
Alderman Piper, do we have questions? Notice I didn't even try to mention the firm name this time. Mm-hmm. Alderman Pollack.
Thanks, Alderman Maladra. Mike, just one question, and we've talked about this, I believe, previously, and that is that this truck's going to be replaced and then put into service in the public works, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the reason it's being replaced is why?
Because right now I need to replace it because of safety reasons. There's a lot of cost to bring it back up to standards to work with high voltage electric.
So can you explain why it's not safe enough for the electric department but safe enough for the other departments?
I brought Mr. Lemire to address that.
He's tough.
Street department people quickly. Must be tough.
Good evening. We were anticipating this. Actually, what we're talking about is the repairs that need to be performed on this particular vehicle to make sure it's safe and valuable. One thing that we should talk about is that the trade-in value is $6,000. That's all we're going to get for this thing. We're looking at the fact that we could use it as in a limited role. Right now, for the electric division, it is a primary service piece of equipment. It's used daily. What we are anticipating to do is use this on as a backup, a limited role that would only work with putting up and taking down banners in the event that we had to get another crew out temporarily because of the EAB infestation we have. We would have that ability. We're talking about repairs for this particular vehicle that would not impact our operation, and that being the street division, street and forestry division. The bulk of the repairs for this vehicle is replacing the entire rear end capacity. It's the storage and the utility boxes in the back that are going to cost about $12,000. The other thing is, since the need that we would use it for wouldn't require all of that storage capacity, our role is a lot different than the role that the electric department would be using their vehicle. The other thing is we do not work around wires ever when we're doing trees. The other item I would like to touch on is if the street division has one bucket truck for all their forestry activities. If we get into a situation where that primary bucket truck is going to be down for a long period of time, in order for us to continue with forestry services, we're going to have to rent a unit. They only rent on a weekly basis, and they're anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 a month or a week. This vehicle would allow us to continue some type of service until we got ours repaired and back into service. The other thing that's important to mention is that our forestry crew must shut down and put up banners and flags, which takes about 2 days. We do it probably 6 to 8 times a year. With this limited bucket truck that we would have, we would be able to continue to our forestry activities and still put the banners up because we would have this vehicle that would be used strictly as support and on a limited basis. If we did come across some expensive repairs, such as the hydraulic hoses, then we would definitely declare it surplus. It's only going to be used temporarily and only for a couple years at the most.
So, do we have any other questions?
Excuse me, Alderman Malatra. So, Steve, just $12,000 in necessary repairs to bring it up to speed?
No, we wouldn't have to perform any.
Oh, you wouldn't have to report?
No, we wouldn't have to perform any repairs to use this vehicle.
So you're going to use it as is without any additional
Absolutely,
costs.
That's correct.
Oh, cool. Good. All right, good.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Okay. Any other questions?
Nope. He actually, Alderman Pollack asked the question.
And got the answer.
And got the answer.
All right.
So I got the answer.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. All right, 4M, draft resolution authorizing execution of an operation and maintenance agreement with Caterpillar Power Generation for the Geneva Generation Facility in 2011. So I have a motion.
So moved.
Alderman Marks and a second. Alderman Singer?
Yes, second.
Okay. Any questions?
One question. Thanks, Alderman Malajic. Mike, what did we spend last year, if anything, in terms of the maintenance agreement for the GGF?
Approximately this amount of money.
Did they have to come out?
No. For 90 days during the summer, which is our peak generating period, we contract with Caterpillar to run, operate, and maintain our systems so that they're up hopefully 100% of the time. Last year, we averaged 96.11% of the time up during requirements and met all of our goals that we were looking for. So it includes 90 days of operation, bringing people in to maintain and operate it. And we've done this now for 4 years.
Right. And the reason we don't look to another provider is why? And go ahead. Or in terms of competitively bidding it?
Very specialized equipment built in Germany, and there's only one other plant here in the United States and one in Europe at the time. So they are specialized for this equipment.
And do the people come from Germany to run the facility?
I have Germans and gentlemen from South America come in and run the facility.
So they're not. You don't have anybody from America who can function at running this facility. You have to bring
on
somebody
on a part-time basis. We have brought in people from Lafayette, Indiana, and from locally here in the state.
Well, I don't know. I said the same thing last year, and I think it's kind of ridiculous that that there's nobody in America that can perform the same service as someone from another country to operate this plant for 90 days. And I recognize they're from Caterpillar, and it's a Cat engine that was built in Germany, and there's only one other engine like this in the U.S., but I don't buy it. It's not directed toward you, just a philosophical difference. So thanks.
Any other questions, comments? Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
And one nay. Last item. Draft resolution adopting updated City of Geneva computer and equipment and telecommunications usage policy.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Alderman Pollack, Alderman Vogelsberg, any questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay, that brings us down to new business. I'll start with the committee. Does anybody have any new business?
I got one question. And that was we touched on it briefly at the end of the meeting last week, and that's regarding the truck that we so vigorously discussed. And whether it was declared surplus and whether it was going to be put on IBID, do we know? Was that me?
No, that was
no,
me.
That was me.
Oh,
sorry.
Sir, I don't. Can we get a status as to when and where it's going to be sold?
I don't know.
Please, not so many words, Craig.
What we've done in the past is we put it on iBid. Mm-hmm. We see what we can get for it there. We've put things on eBay. We've got MuniBid, or whatever, MunisaBid is another outfit that we've utilized. So we put it on these different forums to try to see what we can get for it. And if we get a good price, we usually put a minimum of what we're trying to get for it. And if we don't get that, then we go to the next one. And hopefully we'll be able to.
Do you know when it will be put up for sale?
I don't have a date on when it'll be put up for sale.
How about?
I think we have to get the replacement vehicle first.
Right. So get the new one in and then put the old one out?
Right.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other new business? Actually, that was old business.
That was old, yeah. It was new old business.
All right. And if anybody in the audience have any new business? Nope. So, committee of the whole meeting, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Alderman Marks, Alderman Marks, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. All right, meeting adjourned.
gently ignored. Good evening, folks, and welcome to tonight's special meeting of the Geneva City Council. The meeting is called to order. Our recording secretary this evening is none other than the Assistant City Administrator Stephanie Dawkins, and she will take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollack.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
All are present except for Mr. Dantino, who I believe is traveling on business. So, excellent. We have a very brief agenda this evening, folks. Item number one on the agenda is to recommend ordinance number 2011-27, amending Title 11, Section 11-6D-3, special uses in the B3 business district related to the regulations of barbershops and hair salons. This was, of course, discussed at the Committee of the Whole meeting momentarily under the great direction of Craig Maladra.
Mayor, we didn't do the pledge.
Excellent point. Which pledge would you like to do? Very well. My fault. I apologize. Mr. Pollack, please honor us in doing the pledge.
It's not on the agenda.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks.
My apologies for overlooking that. Alderman,
I'll make the motion to approve the zoning ordinance text amendment.
I'll second.
Hill makes the motion, and Maladra makes the second. Any comments or questions carried over from the Committee of the Whole meeting?
Good for you.
Alderman Brown?
As a matter of policy, I don't think it's a good idea to have a motion approved at the Cal meeting and then immediately after approved to City Council. The one-week delay is in there for a reason, but this was approved unanimously. And is there some reason why this was pushed forward rapidly?
Well, primarily for that reason, number one. Number two, because this is time-sensitive with respect to the petitioner. Number three, this has been delayed numerous times for numerous reasons, and we thought it best, anticipating support, that it would be wise to move it forward tonight.
I accept that. Thank you.
Anyone else? We have a motion by Hill, a second by Maladra. A voice vote is not sufficient, therefore we'll take a roll. Madam Recording Secretary, please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries with 9 affirmative votes, 1 absent vote, no nay votes. Item number 2, recommend resolution number 2011-31, authorizing execution of the 2010-2011 budget amendments.
So moved. Second.
Piper makes the motion, and Alderman Singer makes the second. Questions or comments regarding item 2? Seeing none? Hearing none? Madam Recording Secretary, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes, 1 absent, and no, 0 nays. Item number 3 is closed session, but before we go into closed session, ladies and gentlemen, all of you should have received an email from me earlier this evening, rather late in the day, regarding the fond farewell of our friend and colleague, Alderman Ray Pollack. Technically speaking, this is Mr. Pollack's final meeting as an elected representative of the City Council. And I think it's only appropriate that, and we've all worked on this speech together, right? So it's going to be pretty intense.
Oh, yeah, I got the email.
Ray called me right away and said, I've chosen otherwise. I'm not leaving. Sorry, Dean. So, but, and I hope I have these facts. 16 years, correct?
Yeah, 16 years.
16 years. Your first time as an elected official, you ran as a write-in candidate.
Correct.
And out of all of you may or may not remember this, one of the great debates of the day during that period was the land which is now known as River Park.
That's right.
And I can remember attending those meetings, and there was a great deal of discussion regarding whether that should be part of that development or whether it shouldn't be. And, of course, it is what it is today based on the consent of the council. And Ray, of course, cast that vote as well to keep that as open space, and now we have River Park as it is. Now, based on my calculations, there were some 800-plus meetings scheduled during your tenure. You know, you made about 250.
And, 49.
And that's a hell of a lot of time to be gone from home. It's a great deal of commitment. You've clearly left your mark on the city through the many contributions you have made. And let me say something that might surprise a lot of people. Ray is a very passionate individual when it comes to his politics and his position on issues, as we all are. Sometimes the height of that passion was shown between and amongst and betwixt me and Ray. But we spoke earlier today as well. And despite our mutual passions, we still respect each other. We still consider each other friends. We have different opinions, but that's the beauty of democracy, if you will. And when our opinions are expressed in this council chambers, they're left right here, and we move on. Do I doubt that Ray has the best interest of the city of Geneva at heart? Heck no, I don't. Anybody who can serve 16 consecutive years with all the nonsense, all the grief, all the thanklessness, all the phone calls, all the emails, is a pretty special person. And it takes a pretty special family to support you in that. Chris and the kids deserve our thanks as well. I know they'll be here next week.
Yes.
But hopefully they understand how much we appreciate their contributions too. So now you get to keep an eye on the kids playing basketball and other things and hopefully getting rocking in the Notre Dame and all that good stuff. So.
Well, thanks, Mayor. It's gone by very fast. I was a little surprised because I only got the email at 5 o'clock tonight, so I wasn't prepared. But the time has gone by fast, and what I want all of you to know is we're very fortunate to live in this great country called America. We are even more fortunate to live in this wonderful city of ours called Geneva. And by the grace of God, I thank all of you because I look at you not as peers or aldermen or alder people, but as friends. And with that comes a lot of love, so thank you.
Microphones are off. The floor is open. Ray, you promised me you'd put a sport coat on. You did. But no tie tonight?
Well, the mayor called me at 5:30. No, I left the office.
Oh, for the record, you called me, and I promised.
That's right. I called him, and he called me back.
Again? You can't even find mutual ground about what time you called and what.
No, but he called collect. He called collect. I thought that was just completely.
Yeah, but I called the city cell phone.
So it's just your money, too.
So I raced home, and I told Chris what was going on, and she's like, it's tonight? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. So, but, you know, if it wasn't for her support, this would never, ever have happened. And same thing with the kids. When we first started doing this, we had committee meetings that, like, every night. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, boy, we had a girl, huh? That's good. Okay. Another kid's on the way. Great. But I thank my family because without them, this would never have happened. And to the residents of the Third Ward who are just outstanding people, as are all the residents of the city. Thanks.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say that I was here for all of your 16 years, and so
I know you
did a marvelous job stating your opinions, working hard for your ward, working hard for the city, and I hope we'll still see you around contributing to our wonderful community, and I thank you very much for your time and service that you've put in with us, and you truly are a friend. So.
Thanks.
Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mayor. And Ray, I would say thank you also to you and to your family because it is a sacrifice, as we all know, even though sometimes I think they can't wait for Monday night, speaking personally. But and I think even though you've done all this, you've been very involved in your children's lives. You've done a lot of things, great coaching, stuff like that. And I think one of your legacies that won't be seen maybe by this council is you've really inspired your daughter Kylie to be so community-minded and so much like you. I know Emma's worked with her tons. I've gotten a chance to work with her a lot, and she has your values. She has that passion So it's one thing to make a mark, but it's another thing to bring up the next generation to leave the same mark. And I know all your kids have their special things, but Kylie definitely has your passion for community service, and that's really because of you. And it's so that is your proof that everything you've done was the right thing. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Alderman Maladra.
I'll tell a little story. I don't even know if you remember this.
Keep it clean, Craig. This is still being televised.
What's that?
So it's not
clean.
A
this is
party.
Being televised.
Yeah, but his wife's not watching, right? So it'll be okay.
Oh, it's a rose?
One of the first meetings that I went to as chairman of the Strategic Plan Committee was a meeting that Mayor Coughlin called me to at the last minute, and it was on the east side. I can't even remember what it was about. I walked into a room that was jam-packed with yelling, shouting people, and Ray came up and he said, "Are you nervous?" And I just stood there and looked like a deer caught in the headlights. And he said, "Don't worry about it. If you know what you're talking about, then just speak up. And if you don't, just keep your mouth shut." And I didn't listen to him then, and I still don't listen to him all that well. But I heard it, and that's what's important. But even back then, I was able to see how hard you had to work to do this job. And the example was set by you before I even had an inkling that I would try and be on the city council. And I've watched you and modeled as much as I can after what you've done all along. And I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Craig.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Ray, my wife and I remember seeing you and your wife at city events before you joined the council. You've been active, and we've seen you at most city events since then, and we assume that we'll continue to see you in the future, and you and your family will continue to contribute to Geneva in the many ways you have outside of the city council. And that's what makes this city so great, is you see people everywhere. You see the same people. Hopefully we can continue to work on expanding that group of people who are the people that help make this town as wonderful it is. And you and your wife certainly are members of that group. And we hope you continue. Congratulations on a good career on the council.
Thank you, Alderman Brown.
Alderman Singer, then Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Raymond, certainly it's appreciated the 16 years that you've served on the city council and the admiration I've had for you in the 14 years that I have served on this council. And what really has been so nice is that the friendship that we have developed over those 14 years, I really appreciated that. And I've always had such great respect for you and your admiration for the veterans of our country. And you always call me on Memorial Day. Always call me on Memorial Day and said thank you for your service to our country, Mr. Singer. And that was truly appreciated. And I thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Ray and I first met when I ran against him.
And, quick, who won?
Exactly. Ray did. But I'll tell you something. What I liked about that was the third ward is the smallest ward. And we worked that ward so hard. More people came out and voted that year than had ever voted in that ward ever. And that was huge. And what I had learned more about Ray over the years, whereas we may not always agree in here, we are more common outside these walls, have more common interests in the hunting and the fishing and everything. It was great. So I appreciate it, Ray. It's been fun, and you're a hardworking guy. It's always fascinating. I've had a lot of laughs sitting on this side of the room, that's for sure. A lot more than I anticipated, and it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot.
That's why we're changing the seats.
I know. But thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ben.
Alderman Marks.
Ray, I've only spent 2 years on the council with you, and I appreciate the help you gave. And you also helped me show me how to run a campaign, you and Alderman Dakota. I approached you when I decided to run the second time, and I appreciate that help. And I hope you do stay involved in the city of Geneva. I think it's important with the efforts that you've given and your insight that you continue to keep somewhat involved. I realize you're leaving because you want to help your son get some Eagle Scout awards and stuff, and I think that's a fine and great deal. But I think the city will miss someone's hard work like you. Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome.
Alderman Hill.
Ray, thank you very much for being on the council for 16 years and for your leadership and the good conferences that you and I have had with each other. I've enjoyed them, your advice, and I appreciated the effort that you put forth, you and your family, for this community. Best wishes and Godspeed.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Mayor.
It's customary to present the outgoing elected officials with a token of our appreciation. But because of a tight budget season, the fact you voted no, we have no... No, I'm just kidding. I'll relax, Dorothy, for God's sake.
Is it a-
I'm going to come to you. Usually we go forward.
Not getting some contact. They're really... You're bugging me.
You? It's a plaque of appreciation to Mr. Pollack.
Isn't one of you can read it, can you?
No, I can't read it. I have my glasses on.
One of you can see it.
Can you hold this there?
You already have one of these at your house, don't you?
No, oh, there we go. Now we can read it.
Now I can see it. Oh, we spelled your name wrong. Just kidding. Do you have one of these on your flagpole already? You do not?
No, it's a standard. It's not a pole.
Oh, it's a standard. Well, if you've been to Ray's house, he has an illegal standard in his backyard. He'll be flying this, hopefully, with pride. So that's for you.
Thank you.
So,
I'm glad Piper got out. Mayor, I'd like to move we go to closed session.
And move that we don't take our fee for city council meeting.
Hold on,
oh,
now you're competent.
Jeepers creeps.
One motion at a time. I'll first entertain the motion to waive the fees for the city council.
So moved.
Yes.
Vogelsberg, Brown makes a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? 9 affirmative votes, 1 absent, no opposition. Item 3 was closed session to purchase of real property for the use of the public body offered by Alderman Pollack. Seconded by?
Second.
Alderman Piper. Roll call is necessary.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
There is no expected action following this meeting. However, we do expect to be brief, so we look forward to seeing all of you who choose to stick around in just a moment.